Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Guys, welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today, guys, we got to talk about the anti-Semitic and racist left in this country. Boy, they were having a temper tantrum and a meltdown like a five-year-old. So we're going to talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, that's also, guys, where I post behind-the-scenes content that I would not post on my other platforms, okay? And if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review, good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I have a bunch of affiliate links, including Minds.com, which is the alternative social media platform to Facebook. I also have a link to Burner.com for the less than lethal pistol. And I also have a diaper referral link for North Shore Medical Supplies. So if you have anybody that needs adult diapers, links in the description below. And before we get this show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today. Wow, guys, yeah, wow, that was a mouthful, man. All those formalities got out of the way. And yes, guys, I am always in my North Shore Mega Max diapers. Yes, I'm always diapered up when I'm podcasting to y'all. So that is a normal thing for me. Okay, so that is something that I do all the time. All right, so let's get right into the show, shall we, guys? You know, over the weekend, like, the anti-Semitic and racist left had a meltdown and a temper tantrum. They were basically protesting about, like, Gaza, you know, about Israel and their anti-Semitic protest, like, say, at what? Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, and Columbia University in New York City. These whiny crybaby fucking snowflakes have their temper tantrum because you know how they're saying, oh, the U.S. government is supporting Israel. And it's like they're supporting Janice and all this shit. Here's my thing. These whiny snowflakes should all be arrested. They should all be doing time in prison. In fact, at the same time, these whiny snowflakes should be expelled from school. Start making examples out of these people, okay? Instead of placating to them. In my opinion, these whiny, rich snowflakes should all be expelled from college, okay? They should not be allowed to attend college. They should all be expelled. At the same time, these faculty that are enabling these protests should all be expelled. In fact, they should all be arrested for hate crimes. They should all be arrested for inciting a riot. Okay? But the funny thing is, the left always wants to say, oh, we should go after January 6 people. But yet, the government is not doing the same thing to these pro-Hamas terrorists. That's what they really are, ladies and gentlemen. These pro-Hamas thugs are basically terrorists. They're terrorist enablers, okay? You know how they always like to chant the river to the sea bullshit? You know how they're saying they're pro-Hamas and all this shit? But you know the funny thing is? These leftists who are so fucking full of themselves and fucking full of shit don't even realize what would happen if they actually met with someone who is from Hamas, who is from that terrorist organization, okay? Who would literally throw LGBTQ queer people off the roof for being who they are. The people who are supporting pro-Hamas are so dumb and stupid to realize that these people would stone women to death if they're not covered head to toe. But they want to be pro-Gaza and Hamas? Oh man, this is the level of retardedness that the left is displaying, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much retardedness that it would probably fill up my diaper and I probably would need a diaper change after that. But the fact that the left is blatantly racist, and you know the funny thing is, guys, if you know the Darvo tactic that the left loves to use, once you know Darvo and you see how the left uses it, you can never, ever fucking unsee it ever again. You can never. But I'm telling you this right now, guys. The left is blatantly anti-Semitic and racist. But you know how they always love to accuse the other side. And it's kind of funny. You know how whenever they accuse the right of being racist, bigoted, homophobic, transphobic, or whatever, flip it around. It's actually them that are actually being this and this and this. They're just projecting it to try to get you to back down or look the other way. This is why it's like this. The left in this country, which is what? Basically what? White liberals? Who live in upper class communities with well-funded police departments, well-funded education systems that can get them access to what? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown? Yeah. This is the same left that is openly like being racist and chanting like, oh, death to America, but then they want you to pay off their fucking student loans? I go like this. Fuck you, asshole. Let me give you the triple barrel, double barrel middle finger to them and say, fuck you, asshole. Why should I be paying off your student loan if you're going to protest for a pro-terrorist group and basically chanting death to America bullshit? Why should I? I'd rather give student loan forgiveness to what? Police, military, fire, healthcare personnel? That's it. Teachers? No way. Because these are the same teachers that are indoctrinating your kid and basically perverting your kid and basically trying to screw your kid over. The fact of the matter is like this. The left is so racist that once you see it, you can never, ever unsee it. You can never, ever. Because I'm telling you this right now, guys. I'm telling you this. You know how the left says they're all for these people. They're all for like Asians, blacks, and Jewish people. But all of a sudden they flip the script. And then they go, oh no, we hate Asians because Asians get to go do this and this and this and this. And it's like, oh, we hate Jewish people because they beat up on Muslims, which we love so much. And then they put down black people because they go like this. Oh, I need you. Black people need white people to help them get to where they want to be. I'm telling you. The left is openly racist. The left is racist, bigoted, and homophobic. It is that fucking simple, guys. The left is basically so racist that every time I see them having a temper tantrum, like this weekend in Yale University, where they shut down a corner of a street. Hell, if it were up to me, throw up to me as the mayor of that town, I'd have them all arrested in 2 seconds. I would have every cop show up there on campus, have them all fucking arrested, thrown in jail, and then say, nope, no bail for these people. I would say, nope, no bail. They would get no bail, and then I'd force them to appear in court. It's that simple. But the fact that these whiny white liberals who think they're championing for Palestinians, Gaza, but instead they're helping and enabling a terrorist organization, these people should not be allowed in polite society. These people should never, ever be out in society. I don't care who they are, what they are. The second you support a known terrorist group, anything you say should be chucked out the window. Anything that you say, ladies and gentlemen, should be chucked out the window. Because the fact that these people are supporting a known terrorist group who is funded by Iran makes you sit there and I stand here with my diaper and t-shirt and I'm wondering how fucking retarded and stupid do you have to be to support a group that champions the destruction of Israel, that champions the destruction of the Jewish religion. And basically, Israel's. How fucking stupid do you have to be? I take that back. White liberals are stupid. White liberals are the most stupidest ones ever. Because these are the people who are so dumb, who are so indoctrinated, that they get scared like this if they see another opinion. They freak out, have a temper tantrum if somebody has an opinion that is different from them. They really do, guys. They freak out over it. This is why it scares me. And it really does, guys. It scares me that this is the left that votes. And I'm telling you, this is the left that should scare the living shit out of you because these people vote. Yeah. These people vote. That's why I said this earlier, guys. These people should be rounded up and then deported to Gaza, and then we'll make a trade deal with Hamas by saying, hey, for every Israeli hostage that you have, we'll give you an American liberal college student as a trade. It's that simple. I would do that. And then at the same time, guys, I would like this, defund every college in this country. I would literally kick out every pro-Hamas college student and say, you support a terrorist organization? Well, guess what? You're getting kicked out of college. And guess what? Also, you're not going to get funded. That means you're not going to get federal student loans and federal student aid and grants. You can go to college on your own shit. You can figure out how to go to school on your own shit. I would do it like that because you know why? Why should my tax dollars fund an anti-American white liberal who hates this country, who wants to see the destruction of the United States of America, who wants to impose socialism, communism, who is in love with terrorists that would toss them off the building? Answer that question for me, guys. Answer that question for me in the comments below. Why should my tax dollars pay for whiny, rich, white liberals who have a temper tantrum supporting Hamas and supporting the genocide of Israel and then supporting the hatred of Jewish people? Answer that question for me, guys. Because I'm gonna say this. I have friends that are Jewish. Okay? I have friends that are Jewish. That to me is pure disgusting. And these people, especially in Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, if I saw what they did in person, I would flip out on these people. I would literally flip out. I would literally flip out on these people. These whiny little bratty white liberal snowflakes. I would flip out on these people. And trust me, I would do what I did back in the early 90s when I was in high school. I would literally put a kid and shove his ass in a locker. Yeah. But I tell you, man, these people, these snowflake brats who chant death to America and they chant pro-Hamas propaganda, these people should not be allowed in society at all. These people should be fucking thrown in prison and deported to Gaza. It's that simple. Dump their ass over there and say, here you go. You go there now. You don't come back to America. It's that simple. I would fucking do that in a fucking heartbeat. Because these people, man, these people are disgusting. These people on the left, the racists, homophobic, bigoted left are the actual racists in this country. And yet, they want to call me racist, bigoted, homophobic. But when they're doing it, yeah. You know how I always say, whatever the left is accusing you of doing, we're the ones that are actually doing it. Yeah. But I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. This leftist temper tantrum, this leftist, like, basically having a whiny temper tantrum or building their own, what, mini chads encampment on campus grounds, you know? I look at this and I go, these people are mentally unhinged. These people, I don't know how the fuck they got into college in the first place, but these people should have never been allowed to graduate high school, let alone go to college. But the fact that they're there, I feel sorry for the administration that has to deal with these people. I fucking really do, guys. In my opinion, the school should just kick them out. Once you're arrested, kick them out. Once you get a conviction, kick them out. They should not be getting student loan aid and grants. They should, guys. They should. Because I'm telling you, man, these people are mentally insane. These people think that they're supporting Gaza and Palestinians, but in reality, they're supporting a pro-terrorist organization. These people are fucking nuts. These people are fucking insane. And I tell you this, these people should have criminal convictions, because once they get criminal records, they can't get federal student loan. They can't get federal student aid because of a criminal record. These whiny, bratty snowflakes, they should all be convicted criminals. They should be labeled as domestic terrorists, in my opinion. They really should, guys. They really should. Because the fact of the matter is, guys, these people hate America. But yet, they live in this country. But yet they live in this country. They want their free right to hate this country. So you know what? If they hate this country so much, why the fuck are they still in this country? Why aren't they going to a country that agrees and espouses their politics, like Canada or Australia or New Zealand? Why aren't they migrating to those countries? Why are they still in a country where they think that, oh, it's oppressive for who they are? Why? Why? I just want to know why, guys. Why? Because these whiny little brats and these spoiled rich liberals, they just want to feel like oppressed and all this shit. You know, that's why it's like this. The left, in my opinion, is so racist because they hate Asians. I'm Asian myself. The left hates my ass because they think Asians are really successful. Okay. They put down black people because they think that, oh, black people can't get ahead without white people. Yeah, that's what the left thinks. And then they hate Jewish people in Israel because you know why? They're more up their country, and then they think that, oh, Israel's putting down Gaza. To me, the left is openly racist. The left is openly bigoted. The left is, in my opinion, guys, they are so homophobic and racist and bigoted that it's funny that every time they accuse me of doing something, whenever they're accusing me, they're actually the ones doing it.
it is kind of funny, you know? It is. That's why when I ever see the left being blatantly racist, blatantly bigoted, I laugh at them in the face. I laugh at them because I know they're the ones that are actually doing this. They really are. And it really grinds my gears. Because these whiny little snowflakes who have a temper tantrum, who like, for example, at Columbia University, shut down the whole campus, made the whole campus go online, and even denied a Jewish professor access to the campus, these people should be fucking arrested. Yeah. These people should be fucking arrested, prosecuted, thrown in jail, maybe time in a prison cell will make them see the fucking light, you know? Maybe time in a 7x12 prison cell, maybe that'll make them see the light that, look, you're a dumb, deluded idiot. But you know what? These people are still going to keep doing their bullshit. And I tell you what, as they say, it's going to bite the left and it's going to bite the Democrats and the left in the ass. Because I'm going to say like this, they created this monster. And now it's gone awry. And now they're going to have to face reality and face the fact that, oh shit, we created this monster and now we can't contain it. Oh fuck, we should have listened to the right and we should have just nipped this in the bud ahead of time. Now it's an out of control problem. Duh. Because you know why? Democrats festered this problem. Democrats didn't even clamp this. They didn't even put their foot down and say, no, we're not doing this shit. But instead, they let it simmer. They let it fester. And now it's become a huge problem in this country. Now they made it so hostile for Jewish people to even exist in this country because the left hates them so much. They really do, guys. They really do. And this is why I sit there every fucking day and I look at this and I go, these people hate this country. These people are so racist, bigoted, homophobic that it's not even funny. These people on the left hate black people, hate Asians, and hate Jewish people. Their racism, their homophobia is so blatantly obvious that I can literally see it from 10 miles away from my house. I literally can, guys. The fact that these people are so blatantly racist against these people is astounding. And yet the liberal institutions in this country that are supporting this, that are enabling this, I'm gonna say like this, y'all should be held responsible for this. Y'all should, guys. Y'all should be held criminally and civilly responsible for creating a climate on campus that is hostile to people. But yet, you know how like colleges were meant to be an institution where you learn different ideas or ideas that you never heard of, but these kids don't want to hear it because they all want to hear ideas that agree and align with their ideology. Pretty much, guys. Pretty much, man. But I tell you this. The left is blatantly racist. The left is, guys. And to me, guys, these people should never be allowed in college. These people should be booted from college immediately. Should be arrested Okay? You know how often the left loves to have the DOJ charge people with, like, hate crimes and all that? Well, here's a suggestion. Let's flip this around and use it on them. Let's charge them with a hate crime. Let's charge them with, like, bigotry, bias, and intimidation by saying, hey, they intimidated Jewish people from attending school. They made it so hostile, okay? To me, guys, the left is the KKK. The left is the Ku Klux Klan of the 1960s. Yeah. If you remember the history of the 1960s, where you had the Klan who was trying to block black people from integrating in schools and wanted separate and segregated schools, the left's doing the same thing. The left today is the KKK of the 21st century. They make the 1960s KKK look conservative, in my opinion. Yeah. But today's leftists? Oh my god. They are really the Ku Klux Klan of the 21st century. Yeah. But the way I look at it, guys, and the way I see this is that these people should be arrested, prosecuted, thrown in prison. They should never be allowed in college. In fact, I would go one step further. I would kick them out of college, ban them, and even revoke their federal student aid loans and grants. And I would also ban them from any federal student loan repayment program. They would not be allowed. It's that simple. But to me, guys, it just goes to show, man. This is this clearly is the anti. This is basically the racist left who is in bed with a terrorist organization who would literally throw gay people off the building and stone women and gay people if you don't go along with their bullshit. But the left wants to champion and support this? Goes to show of the level of fuckery and the level of retardedness that the left is displaying. It really does, guys. It really does, you know? I see this in my diaper and t-shirt, how fucking stupid the left really is. I really do, guys. I really do, man. But to me, guys, I want to say like this, man. The left is literally stuck on stupid. It really is, guys. It really is. And it really goes to show, guys, I'm not cool with how the left hates blacks, Asians, and Jewish people. That's not me. That's not being American. These people are actually what? Communists and basically domestic terrorists. It's that simple. It's that simple. This is why it's like this. I have friends who are Jewish who tell me they will never send their kids to Ivy League schools. They will send them to schools in red states that are pro-American, that basically support Israel and Israel's right to exist and the Jewish people. They're not going to send their kid to say like an Ivy League school like Yale, Harvard, Brown, Princeton, Stanford, or UPenn. They're not going to send them to that. They're going to send them to like a red state friendly college. You know, they literally are.
But that's why I look at it like this, guys.
The left is really racist and really anti-Semitic. Okay? The left really is. It really is. This is the young, dumb, white liberal. Yeah. They really are. They really are, guys. They really are. They really are.
But in any case, guys, I want to talk about this article from Newsweek, okay, where Donald Trump could lose Secret Service protection under a new bill. And I'll read you the gist of the first paragraph. A prominent House Democrat has introduced new legislation that would strip felons of Secret Service protection, specifically mentioning former President Donald Trump in case he's convicted in one or more of his criminal trials. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson, ranking member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, is bringing forth the Denying Infinite Security and Government Resources Allocated Toward Convicted and Extremely Dishonorable Former Protectees Act. Basically, this Mississippi Democrat by the name of Benny Thompson, he basically wants Donald Trump killed. It's that simple. It's that simple. And I heard this article, ladies and gentlemen, from Dan Bongino's show today. I heard about this, and I wanted to talk about this too. This Democrat in Mississippi basically is going after Donald Trump. This bill that this prominent House Democrat wants to push should literally be dead on arrival. Should literally be dead. Literally. Literally. Any congressman that signs on to this should fucking face a primary. Should literally be primaried out of existence. It's that simple. They literally should, guys. The fact that you got this one Democrat from Mississippi who's basically probably what? Has Trump derangement syndrome to the 5th or 10th degree? I want to know, it's like this, ladies and gentlemen. How the fuck did this guy ever get elected to Congress in Mississippi? I'd like to know, ladies and gentlemen, how the fuck did he ever get elected? I'm willing to pay $64,000 to people in Mississippi to find out how the fuck did this guy ever get elected to Congress? This is the kind of idiots that we have that have Trump derangement syndrome so badly that they're gonna do whatever it takes to prevent Donald Trump from being elected president through the use of lawfare, through the use of, like, basically blocking him from Secret Service protection, basically preventing Donald Trump from being president. I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you guys, ladies and gentlemen. But this House Democrat should fucking face a primary. I want to know what voters in his district voted for this village idiot to sit on the House Homeland Security Committee. I want to know. This guy should have never been elected to Congress, but he wants to take away Secret Service protection for President Trump, but wants to keep it for the Pino and Obama. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is fucking stupid. Benny Thompson
is a fucking asshole for wanting to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service protection when he is already guaranteed that under the Constitution and in federal law. I don't know about you guys. I don't know. This to me smacks like stupid desperation because Democrats want to stay in power no matter what it takes. Whether they want to throw lawfare in front of a president or in front of a former president because they don't like him and all that shit. Because you know Democrats can't run on their own policy. Democrats can't run on their own ideas. But instead, they want to do what normally you would see in third world authoritarian dictatorships. Like what? Cuba, Venezuela, Iran, China, you know what I mean? Like that. Or North Korea. They want to do it like that. But for this asshole to want to literally deny former President Donald Trump Secret Service protection? This guy's fucking stupid. This guy's a fucking asshole. And I totally agree with Dan Bongino. Okay? I totally agree. This guy should never be allowed on any committee. And in my opinion, Speaker Johnson needs to boot this asshole off the Homeland Security Committee. Okay? Speaker Johnson needs to say like this. No, we're not bringing this bill, your bill up. Your bill will do more harm to Trump than good. And you know what? Can't. It's that simple. But I look at this and I go, this is a fucking level of stupid that we have to see. This is a fucking reason why Democrats should never regain power in this country. This is the reason why Democrats should never be allowed in power, should never be allowed in charge. They shouldn't be in charge of a dog pound, let alone Congress or any form of fucking government. The fact that this prominent House Democrat wants to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service protection is insane. He's basically advocating to harm Trump. I read this and I go, what sane person would want to promote this shit? Yeah, what sane person? And by the way, guys, this article is going to be cited in the description below, okay? This article from Newsweek will be cited. And I want you all to pass this article around. Because I want to make this fucking Democrat infamous. I want people in his district to know that he has Trump derangement syndrome, which to me is a mental illness, and which is what Democrats have in this country. But to me, this is fucking stupid. This is fucking asinine. Democrats are basically so desperate to try to stay in power that they're willing to do anything and everything to prevent Donald Trump from running for office, from being elected. They're basically trying to go after Trump. They're basically trying to threaten and intimidate voters by saying like, oh, if you vote for Trump, this and this and this, we're going to go after you. We're going to throw you in jail. We're going to do this. To me, that's voter intimidation. To me, this is the reason why Democrats should never be in power ever fucking again. I don't fucking give a rat's ass who they are, what they are, but Democrats should never be allowed in power ever fucking again. They should never, ever be in fucking in charge ever again. They should never. And this prominent Democrat from Mississippi by the name of Benny Thompson. I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, for the record, and y'all can flag this on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Mississippi House Democrat Benny Thompson should fucking face a primary. They should primary his ass out of office. It's that simple. It really is. It really is. But in any case, guys, in any case, I want to talk about this article. I want to talk about this interview from Glenn Beck that he did with Robert Kennedy Jr. I want to talk about this, guys, because he said something in the interview about the Second Amendment. And he said like this, that he's not going to take your guns away, and he's going to follow the Constitution. I saw this video in the interview, and I saw him post it on his social media platforms. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with Robert Kennedy Jr. on this stance, that he is not going to take away your guns. He's not going to take away your right to own a firearm, which is guaranteed under the Constitution. The only thing I worry about is the ones in Congress that are working so hard to strip away your constitutional right to carry. The ones I worry about the most are the ones at state legislators who are doing their hardest to strip away your right to defend yourself and your right to protect yourself. And instead, they want to make you a helpless victim. I have to agree with Robert Kennedy Jr. on certain things. And to me, he is close enough to getting my endorsement. He is close enough to getting my support and endorsement. Because if you look at Kennedy versus Trump and Biden, you don't see Trump and Biden selling proposals to the voters. You don't see them like pushing out proposals on what they would do better. The only candidate I see pushing proposals to solve the problems that we are seeing every fucking goddamn day is Robert Kennedy Jr. I see him as the only one who is literally willing to basically solve all our problems, who is willing to push ideas. You don't see Trump and the MAGA crowd pushing ideas to solve the problems that we are in right now. And certainly you don't see Brandon and the Democrats doing the same thing, but instead they're highlighting their dismal failures. The only candidate you see pushing to solve the problems is Robert Kennedy Jr., like giving passport ID cards to American citizens for free. That I can go along with. Basically, like, the federal government being a guarantor for people who want to buy a home, solving the immigration crisis, and then more recently, he said the interview on a Glenn Beck show, where he said he is not going to take away your gun rights, he is all for the Second Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this, guys. I'll say this. Kennedy looks like the candidate who may sink Biden, but may not do enough damage to Trump. Yeah, But literally, I see Kennedy as more viable than the Let's Go Brandon shit. I really do, guys. I really do. For a couple of reasons here, guys. I see it as because look at it like this. If you look at it like this way, Kennedy comes from a line of old school Democrats. A lot of people who comment is like, oh, he's a Democrat and always a Democrat. Because the reason why they're trying to compare him to Democrats is because if you look at today's Democrats and you look at where he's coming from the old school Democrat. He's coming from the very old school JFK era, Ted Kennedy, and Robert Kennedy Sr. era Democrat. He is. He's coming from that era. He's not coming from the era of the occasional Cortex or Pocahontas era Democrats. No. He's coming from the very old school Democrat. And a lot of people today have not read the history of the Kennedy era Democrats. The Kennedy era Democrats today would be more aligned with conservative and Republicans today. But I look at it like this, guys. Kennedy is rising in polls, rising in numbers. After that interview he did on Glenn Beck, I'd be surprised if he gains more from Brandon and probably the same amount from Trump. The way I look at it like this, guys, and the way I look at it like this, if Robert Kennedy Jr. can nip 50% of the Brandon Democrats that would vote for him, and 50% of the Trump crowd, including the MAGA, Kennedy stands a firm chance of winning the White House. He really does. He really does, guys. He really stands a firm chance of winning. And I believe that. I really do, guys. I really believe that. I really do. But in any case, guys, in any case, the way I look at this, guys, is this. Kennedy may have a shot at the White House. It's a long shot, but a viable shot. That's why I'm going to wait and see till summer to see where we're at in the polls. And I won't start my endorsements until like late August into September, where I will start endorsing like candidates for office and lending my ear and support and saying, who am I going to support for this office and this office? Yeah, that's where I would be at. That's where I would. Wow, guys. That was an awesome show today. That was a really good, awesome show. And by the way, I am finishing up my first quarter of grad school. We'll take a little bit of vacation and then start up again. So, as always, I'll probably be going to grad school diapered, as always, along with podcasting diapered as well. So, yeah, that'll be like something that I'll be doing. But in any case, guys, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see you all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.